Many churches who follow a sacred church calendar celebrated Pentecost this past Sunday. Pentecost means 50, and when you hear that word, you wonder, 50 what? Hi, this is Pastor Robert Foote from Trinity Lutheran Church in Ithaca, New York, your radio pastor for the day. Well, the three chief festivals of the Jewish calendar, which I believe reflect the Holy Trinity, start with Passover, and we find out that those three chief celebrations are mentioned in Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. And each time God mentions one of them, he seems to expound upon them in a certain way. Well, in the book of Leviticus, he tells us something about the name and the timing. Leviticus tells us that Pentecost was a festival which would be celebrated 7 weeks and one day after the day of first fruits, which turns out to be Easter. It's a wonderful connection between the resurrection, the new life, and the way we live our life in light of the resurrection. So God set aside these three way back in the Old Testament during the days of the Exodus in Egypt, but they each appeared to be fulfilled ultimately in different ways. Jesus, the Passover lamb, of course, died on Passover and then was raised up on the day of first fruits we call Easter. 50 days later, God poured out the Holy Spirit upon the early church, which is recorded in detail in Acts chapter 2. When God did that, what was he doing? Well, he was giving power. That's what Jesus said to his disciples at his ascension 10 days before he sent the Spirit. He said, "You wait here in Jerusalem until you receive power." Well, Jesus specifically said in that promise in Acts chapter 1 that they would receive power to be his witnesses. And so when God gave us the gift of the Holy Spirit, not only in Acts chapter 2, but when he gives that gift and we come to faith in our life now, we are given the power to witness. We witness in impressive ways. Sometimes we simply tell people about Jesus' death and resurrection. And that, of course, is the power to witness the way the early church did. On the day of Pentecost, Peter was changed from a guy who ran away and denied his Lord to a guy who was surrounded by people who had actually put Jesus on the cross, and he stood his ground and witnessed that Jesus was the Christ. You and I should do that more often. We should simply invite people to church. We need the power to witness. The second thing we find out is that in the early church, in Acts chapter 2, the same chapter that records Pentecost, we find the church had received the power to give. In fact, in Acts chapter 2, we find out that the church was giving in such a profound way that people were selling their property, anything that they considered that they could, and returned it completely to the church and enabled the church to dictate how that would be best used according to what people needed. Now, God's not asking us that we do that, but he certainly does ask us to give. That's God's command. Be like him. Give, and it shall be given unto you. So the other thing that we find that happened in the early church is that they had an astonishing ability to love. Love takes power. Jesus so loved the world, John 3:16 tells us, that God gave another gift of Pentecost, his only begotten Son. That sort of power to love overcomes sin and death and hopelessness. And so as we allow the Holy Spirit to take control of our life, we are not only bearing witness to Christ, we are also giving as Christ gave, in a smaller way, of course, but we are also loving as Christ loved us. So Pentecost is a really big deal. Some people call it the birth of the church. And every day as we live out our life, keeping in step with the Holy Spirit, we have the power to tell people about Christ, to give generously, and also to love, to forgive abundantly. This is Pastor Robert Foote from Trinity Lutheran Church in Ithaca, New York, asking that God be with you, the Holy Spirit would guide you to have the power to witness, give, and love.